It's time for Newman Catholic High School Sports on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Newman Catholic High School Sports is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, REI Engineering, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, and the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club. It's time now for Fighting Cardinal Sports on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
And good evening from the Newman Gym. Welcome to Newman Cardinal Basketball on Bull Falls 98.9. I'm Tom Weaver. Glad to be with you tonight for this Merriwood South matchup as the Newman Catholic Cardinals host the Stratford Tigers. Newman Catholic comes in 9-2 overall, 6-1 in the Merriwood South, ranked fourth in the latest Wisports.net Division 5 coaches poll that is hot off the press today, I do believe. So the Cardinals remain ranked fourth behind Triple Falls, McDonald Central, Fall River, and Heritage Christian. So for the Cardinals at 9-2. They've won 3 out of 4 after splitting a pair of games at the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook Shootout. They beat Milwaukee Juno 78-68 and then lost to St. Mary Catholic 83-72. St. Mary Catholic, meanwhile, is ranked number 2 in the Division 4 poll at 11-1 overall. Trailed by 14 at the half in that game, Mason Prade had 31 points. As again, an 83-72 loss to St. Mary Catholic, and again beat Milwaukee Juno 78-68, and then came back and opened the new year with a win at Phillips 74-51. Isaac Seidel, 26 points to pace the Cardinals there. Other Cardinal loss at Auburndale, 57-49. And the Cardinals here tonight, and then a big one Friday as they will host Edgar as well. For the Stratford Tigers, a team that lost 4 starters from a year ago, 6-5 overall, 4-3 in the Merriwood South. They most recently beat Abbotsford 72-35. Ashton Wrench, 30 points to pace the Tigers. And Wrench scored 26 points in an 81-57 victory over Assumption. They've won 2 in a row and previously had lost 5 of 8, suffering Merriwood Conference losses to Marathon, Auburndale, and Athens. Again, this team lost 4 starters from a team a year ago that went 22-5. It is Marathon and the Newman Catholic Cardinals in Merriwood South Conference action as we take a look at other games going on in the Merriwood South here tonight. Assumption is at Marathon and Edgar is at Auburndale. Auburndale, Marathon, and Newman all sit atop the Merriwood South at 6-1. Stratford is 4-3. Edgar is 3-3, and Assumption is 3-4. Let's see here. Games from Friday night: Assumption beating Rib Lake 63-51. Auburndale beating Shawamigan 68-46. Marathon over Prentice 59-42. And Stratford beat Abbotsford 72-35. So a clean sweep for the Merriwood South over the Merriwood North last Friday night. Marathon played a game Saturday at the Just a Game Fieldhouse in the Dells, losing a non-conference game to Port Washington 80-65. So that is how things shape up in the Merriwood Conference. All right, we're going to take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll hear from Cardinals head coach Jeff Wallvogel. The Cardinals get set to take on Stratford in a Merriwood South matchup. Back with the head coach of the Cardinals in 2 minutes on Bull Falls 98.9.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Best of luck to Newman Catholic athletes and good luck in your quest for a successful season. Your efforts and sportsmanship on and off the court make us proud. This message brought to you by REI Engineering. REI has been exceeding clients' expectations in civil engineering, land surveying, and environmental and safety consulting for over 30 years. They're responsive, efficient, and innovative. Visit REI online at reiengineering.com.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Continue with our Newman pregame show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Tonight, a Merriwood South matchup at the Newman Gym as the Newman Cardinal boys host Stratford. We talk now with Cardinals head coach Jeff Waldvogel. And coach, before we get to a big matchup you got here tonight, let's talk about over the holidays, a chance to go to the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook event and play a couple of quality opponents down there. What kind of experience was that for you and your kids?
Yes, both teams played us extremely well. Both teams were very athletic, very quick. And what we learned from that is we matched up really well with them. We were able to run with them. We were able to shoot with them. And at the end, we played really good basketball, and it was a good experience for our team.
Yeah, I would have to think that those are games that will pay off down the road in one way, shape, or form, won't they?
Yes, because both games we were behind in the second half. They were high energy, highly competitive games, and you know, in a season, you need that to get your team ready to play for the better games later in the season.
Yeah, all right. As we sit here, we're probably about as close to halfway through your regular season as we can get, maybe a little further. I guess, what's your thought? What's your report card so far through your first half of the season? Things about where you'd hope they be? Are you a little ahead of schedule, behind schedule, or where are things at?
Well, I'm looking at it that we're at where I'd like to be. Yeah. The team is playing very well. The team is bonded very well. And the most important thing is that they are a team. And teams, it's difficult to beat teams. And what I like is how well we move the ball on offense, how well we share the ball, and our understanding of how to take away the other team's best players. Everything's coming together well.
Yeah, and I have to think here, this is a team that had some expectations coming in, and, you know, living up to those expectations, that's a whole different ball game in itself, no matter wins and losses, isn't it?
Yes, there's a lot of pressure in these games, especially these games that are tight. Tonight could be a tight game. Stratford's got a really nice team, a really good trio of seniors, and we're expecting a really solid contest from them.
Normally they're physical, they rebound hard, they do all the hard work things well, and that's a big key to their success. Is that kind of your scouting report on them?
Yes, but the good news is we've kind of got the same type of team as them this year. We rebound well, we're physical, and we've got some good scoring. So with that matchup, their strengths are kind of our strengths, so that will neutralize everything.
Yeah, you're thinking that. So there's an opportunity to really take charge of this game on the defensive end, maybe? Is that how you look at it?
Yes, we're going to mix it up. We'll play a little bit of zone. We'll play a little bit of man. At the end of the day, we just play with a high octane, high energy, and we compete on every play.
Get a couple good looks and hit some shots early. We'll set the tempo for you too, won't it?
Well, we'd like to hope so. I mean, you know, to get off to anytime you get off to a good start making shots, it makes the game easy for everybody. And you know, when the ball's going in the hoop, the game becomes a little bit easier.
All right, Coach, good luck here tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Newman head coach Jeff Waldvogel. Stay tuned. More coming up on Bull Falls 98.9.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Varney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Varney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. so polished, so smooth. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at varneybrotherskitchenandbath.com. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
All right, back here at the Newman Gym, getting set for tonight's Marrowood South matchup, as it is the Newman Catholic Cardinals taking on Stratford. A reminder, our next Marrowood broadcast coming up on Thursday as Marathon Girls take on Auburndale. 7 o'clock for the pregame coverage there coming up. That is on Thursday night, and then on Friday night, Marathon takes on Auburndale on the boys' side. 7 o'clock for both those. Also Friday night, 5:45, Chad Holmes will have Wausau West Hockey against Eau Claire Memorial. And then that'll be followed by Marathon at Auburndale, which will be live on the Sports 2 stream. So that is our broadcast schedule coming up here for the week. As we start to get into the throes of the new year here, and it is ripe with action coming up here. And we will get things going. As again, Newman coming in 9-2 overall, 6-1 in the Marrowood South, and number 4 in D5. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with our opening, get you starting lineups and the opening tip. That's coming up in 2 minutes on Bull Falls 98.9.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued, I'm empowered, I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blazed the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Wisconsin high school sports.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Thanks to the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club for their continued support of our broadcast of Newman Catholic Sports on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. To find out your next opportunities to cheer on the Cardinals, go to MarrowoodConference.org and click on Newman Catholic.
All right, here's our starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the Stratford Tigers, it is 5'10 senior John Seitz, 5'10 senior Ashton Wrench, 5'11 senior Isaiah Hadlock, 6'1 junior Brady Schmidt, and 5'11 junior Henry Zaleski. Head coach Kurt Schmidt in his 23rd season, 313 wins, 142 losses. For the Cardinals of Newman Catholic High School, 6'3 senior Mason Prey is averaging 24.7 points a game. It is 5'11 senior Thomas Bates, 6'2 senior Connor Crock. It is 6'2 senior Isaac Seidel, and 6'3 senior Eli Gustafson for head coach Jeff Waldvogel in his first season for the Newman Catholic Cardinals. As we are set to go here, as they will tip things off. And it's Mason Prey and John Seitz that will get set to tip things off. And what do we have here? A little set everybody around the circle, and we are set to go here. Mason Prey missed a couple games early in the year with an injury. Back up to speed, and he wins the opening tip and sends it back to Eli Gustafson. Gustafson off to Prey. Prey bounce past Seidel near corner. Isaac Seidel back around the top. They work quickly. Mason Prey again swings it in and around Thomas Bates in the near corner. Bates on the dribble. Gives it up. Bounce pass inside. Back to Bates. Passes the open three and instead works the perimeter. Man-to-man defense here early on by Stratford. And this is Connor Kroc with it now. He will reset. Kroc sets a screen. They'll come to an inside. He'll go to the hoop. Elevates off the rim. No good. Battles to get his own rebound. Does Mason Prey a three from the corner? That's no good. Stratford knocks the ball out of bounds. So, interesting here. Henry Zaleski got the start here and will come out immediately. So it is Braden Schiller who checks in here. He is a normal member of their starting lineup. So set it. We are scoreless here in the opening minute. All right, Stratford, Newman, took a 2-3 zone here and tipped away as it's Thomas Bates getting a hand on it. And Stratford will inbound here from the near side. Stratford 4-3 in the Merrowood South. It's a little cool stretch here, but have won two straight. Again, had lost 5 of 8 previously. Long range two. Oh, no, they'll call it a three. That's up off the backboard. No good. And it is Newman to the rebound quickly. Cardinals get it. They'll throw it ahead. Eli Gustafson quickly gets it ahead. Seidel down near corner to Bates. Swings it around. They work the perimeter. Gustafson now to Mason Prey. One-handed dribble. Isaac Seidel wide open three. Oh, went halfway down and came back out. So Cardinals 0-for-3 from the floor here. Yet to score. And another hoisted three from the far corner. That is good. And it's Isaiah Hadlock with the bucket for Stratford. They lead it here 3-0. Mason Prey brings it up between the circles. Hands it off to Isaac Seidel. Back to Prey inside. He'll elevate to the hoop. Easy layup. Good. Beautiful ball rotation there by the Cardinals. Easy layup for Mason Prey. Stratford leads it 3-2. 16-10 to go in the first half. Another long-range three is wide open. That's bricked off short by Brady Schmidt. Seidel will push it ahead. Prey near corner. Back to Seidel. Long range three. Far side is good. Isaac Seidel drills the three. Newman is up 5-3. 2 minutes in. All right. Stratford will reset things offensively. Braden Schiller swings it back. They'll just work the perimeter here with Newman in this 2-3 defense. Heard from Jeff Waldvogel in our pregame show that they'll mix it up quite a bit here. Now comes around in. They work it back near side. Trying to get inside, but there is nothing there. Bounce pass, far corner to Wrench. Wrench cuts to the bucket. Now backs off. Top of the key, down the lane. Nifty little bounce pass underneath, and a layup is good. Isaiah Hadlock with the bucket. And we are tied at 5, 15-15 to go in the first half. Mason Prey with the basketball for Newman. Top of the key, Gustafson. Quickly to Seidel. Dribble, couple. Double team comes. They'll look off Mason Prey and go to Isaac Seidel. Eli Gustafson, nice wraparound to Bates to Prey. Top of the key quickly right through the hands of Seidel and out of bounds. First turnover of the game against the Cardinals here. And let's see, we'll get a substitution here. Jackson Fender into the lineup here for Thomas Bates. 14:55 to go in the first. We're tied at 5. A little slow going for both these teams here. Stratford into the near corner to Schiller. He's D'd up well there. They work it around far side to Wrench. Baseline, back out high, almost threw it away. Now Wrench cuts into the baseline, gives it up, leaves it back. Now getting himself open for a long-range three. That's no good by John Seitz. Rebound to Stratford. Schiller on the far side with a three. That's good. Braden Schiller hits a three. Stratford goes back up by 3, 8-5, 14:20 to go in the first. Isaac Seidel ahead to Fender. Fender top of the key, Gustafson. Trying to get to the hoop, Seidel. He does, up left-hander, no good. Battles for his own rebound. Can't come up with it. And it's a one and done for the Cardinals. Stratford wrench to Schiller on the far side. Swings it near side to Brady Schmidt. He'll look to go inside. Schmidt, beautiful little pass inside, lays it up and in. Good execution here by the Tigers. They've hit three shots in a row. 10-5 is the Stratford lead. 13:45 to go in the first half. Mason Prey running the offense. Very quickly, wide open three from the far corner is good. That's Jackson Fender. Steps up, hits a three. 10-8 is the Stratford lead. Wrench quickly ahead. Schiller with it now. Ball above his head, far side. He'll go to Wrench. Work the perimeter inside, stolen away inside. Nice deal there by Connor Kroc. Kroc back the other way, pull-up jumper, floats off, no good. Boy, had a good look at it, but off the back iron, no good. 10-8, the Stratford lead. Wrench near corner. They go back inside to Wrench. Wrench double-teamed up, will swing it. Schiller, far corner. He's got a wide-open three that is overcooked. And Newman to the rebound, Eli Gustafson. Gustafson ahead to Seidel. His tempo continues to be pushed here. Seidel, pull-up three is good. Well, they backed off him. Isaac Seidel, his second three of the game. Newman ahead, 11-10 here with 12:45 to go in the first half. Brady Schmidt with it now. Schmidt, far side, zips a pass underneath. Too hot to handle. Back to Wrench outside. Far corner, back top of the key. Schiller waiting for it. Never came to him. Sights now far side. Wrench, three. That's no good. Rebound rattles around. Cardinals pull it away. Fender ahead. Connor Kroc, spin move to get inside. Splits three defenders. Left it up short. Boy, Kroc, second time he's done great work to get himself to the hoop, but has left it short both times. All right, this is Braden Schiller with it now for the Tigers. Far corner to Wrench. Inside they go. Turning one-hander up and good by Isaiah Hadlock. Isaiah Hadlock, 3-for-3 with 7 points here. And 12-11 is the Stratford lead with 11:50 to go. Bounce pass to Kroc. Out of Fender. Back to Kroc, top of the key. They'll reset it. Isaac Seidel around a screen. He's got an open three. Same spot. Hits it again. Three in a row for Isaac Seidel. Newman, topsy-turvy affair here. Back on top, 14-12. Three straight threes here for Isaac Seidel. Ashton Wrench now, far corner to Schiller, back to Wrench. Wrench, couple of dribbles, works it over, far corner. Brady Schmidt with it. Schmidt, they'll play a little catch, far corner. He has it inside around Schiller. Over to the near corner, Wrench, wide open three from the near side. That's good. Ashton Wrench, their leading scorer. His first bucket of the night. And we'll get a whistle. And a timeout taken by the Cardinals. We'll take a 30-second break. Back in 30 seconds on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
For more than 60 years. For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
All right, Newman takes the timeout here. They trail it 15-14. 11:02 to go here in the first half. And the Cardinals will inbound. Isaac Seidel with 9 points to lead the Cardinals. Seidel far side. He'll come in. Dishes beautifully. Gustafson baseline swings it. Around they go. Mason Prey down the line. Leaves it out. Fender far-ranging three. That's good. Jackson Fender hits another three. Newman hitting from downtown, and they're back on top, 17-15. Fender with six. As Newman is at 5 threes here so far. 10:30 to go, first half. Stratford with the basketball. All right, for the Tigers, top of the key. This is Drew Brusewitz who's checked in. Brusewitz dishes off to Seitz. Seitz down the lane. Thought he traveled. Didn't. Instead, wide open three. That's no good. Henry Zaleski back in the lineup here. And Schiller pulls it back around. Schiller will force up a three. That's no good. And Newman easy to the rebound there. Not much defensive effort needed by the Cardinals there. They have the basketball here and a two-point lead. Fender, Jackson Fender. Bounce pass to Connor Kroc. Kroc now to Isaac Seidel. Inside they go to Kroc. Turnaround shot off the glass. Rolls off. No good. Boy, Connor Kroc again. Doing the hard work inside. Just cannot get a shot to drop. All right, top of the key. Now it's Schiller. Swings it over near side. Goes top of the key to Wrench. They work the perimeter here to Seitz. Seitz back top of the key. Schiller three again is no good. Newman with a good box out. Seidel pushes it ahead. Kroc comes in, drives, lays it up. That one rattles out. No good. Got his own rebound. Dribble. Put back is good. Connor Kroc, second time around, finally gets one to go. Newman lead is 4, 19 to 15. All right, Braden Schiller with the basketball here. Stolen away. Fender with a nice steal. He'll come up uncontested. Left-handed layup is good. Jackson Fender with a layup. Stratford will take a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back here in 30 seconds. 9 minutes to go. First half, 21-15 is the Newman lead here on Bull Falls 98.9.
Best of luck to Newman Catholic athletes and good luck in your quest for a successful season. Your efforts and sportsmanship on and off the court make us proud. This message brought to you by REI Engineering. REI has been exceeding clients' expectations in civil engineering, land surveying, and environmental and safety consulting for over 30 years. They're responsive, efficient, and innovative. Visit REI online at reiengineering.com.
All right, back here at the Newman Gym, Tom Weaver on Bull Falls 98.9 of this Tuesday night. Merriwood South action. Nine minutes to go here. And the Cardinals with a 21-15 lead. Stratford with the basketball. Inside they go. Double team comes. Outside now they go to Ashton Wrench. Wrench flips it to Schiller. Behind the arc near side. Fakes a three. Now looks to drive. Now switch places and hands it off to Drew Brusewitz. Now to Ashton Wrench. Near side to Hadlock. Hadlock dribbling around. Comes down the lane. Gives up his shot. Elevates. Gets it to go. Isaiah Hadlock has 9 for Stratford here. 8:22 to go. All right. Mason Prey swings it around. Fender inside. Gustafson. Turnaround. Shot up. Good. Oh, Eli Gustafson. A good post up inside. Very simple. That's his first hoop of the night. And the Cardinals lead now 23-17. Quickly inside, we get a foul call before the shot. Boy, they got it into Henry Zaleski wide open. So it's Eli Gustafson whistled for the foul. That is the first foul of the game here with 8:02 to go in the first half. Thomas Bates will check back in here. So he will come in for Connor Kroc. 8:02 to go. Stratford inbounds. And they'll get it in. Bounce pass out high to Schmidt. Schmidt to Hadlock. Back top of the key to Brusewitz. Hadlock move in. Now traveled. No call. Down the lane they come. Wide open to the hoop. Layup left to short. Brady Schmidt short-armed it. Didn't finish. Now Seidel wide open three. Buries it. Isaac Seidel. His fourth three of the half, and the Newman lead is 26-17. Cardinals have gotten it going here from behind the arc. 7.5 minutes to go in the first half, and the Newman lead is 9. Braden Schiller, top of the key, Brusewitz off near side to Hadlock. Hadlock D'd up by Gustafson. He bounce passes it inside. Nifty move here. Tried to get him to guess, but couldn't. And they'll reset out high. Schiller. Once again, now over to Brady Schmidt near side. Top of the key, Brusewitz a three. That's good. Drew Brusewitz hits a three and keeps Stratford within a half dozen here with just under 7 minutes to go, 26-20. Gustafson, far side, Isaac Seidel. Tough pull-up three. That's left short. And He had hit four in a row, goes out of bounds. It'll go to Stratford. Boy, tough shot there with a defender in his face. Couldn't get it to fall. Of course, the 1-2 punch of Mason Prey and Isaac Seidel. Prey averaging 24.7 points a game. Seidel, 19.9. Connor Crockett, 11.5. So three Cardinals in double figures. Ashton Wrench at 17.9. Braden Schiller at 11.2. For Stratford are the double-figure starters. Top of the key, Wrench, wide open three, drills it. Boy, left him wide open. 26-23 now, the Newman lead. Just under 6.5 to go in the first half from the Newman gym. Mason Prey resets. Inside they go. Connor Crock, double team, outside defender. Top of the key, Bates. Seidel, wide open three, got it. Boy, they just wait for him to find a spot. And it is on the left-hand side, and he is consistent and has drilled him. 5 of 7 now, stolen away. Connor Crock in, will lay it up good. Connor Crock with the turnover and layup. Just like that, Newman back to a 31-23 lead. 5:45 to go here in the first half. Braden Schiller down the lane, open, tough leaner. I think he expected it to get the glass. It didn't. Hit the rim and went straight up. Newman with the rebound. Isaac Seidel on the dribble through traffic to Mason Prey. Looks inside instead, top of the key to Seidel. Near corner to Jackson Fender. One-step dribble to Bates. Back to Seidel on the far side. He'll one-hand it. Inside they go. Oh, nifty little hand of Fender underneath. Missed it. Overran it at first. But they got it back. Jackson Fender. Biggest lead of the night here for Newman at 10 points. 5:10 to go. 33-23. Inside Wrench up off the glass and good. Drew contact, but no foul, they'll say. And Newman quickly back the other way. Mason Prey looked inside for a minute. Instead, swings it off to Isaac Seidel. He will go long range three. That is good. Isaac Seidel, another three. Stratford will take a timeout back here in 30 seconds. This is Newman basketball on Bull Falls 98.9.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
All right, back here at the Newman Gym, Tom Weaver on Bull Falls 98.9. These two teams have combined to hit 13 threes here in the first half. Six of them by Isaac Seidel, who leads all scorers with 18 points. 36-25 is the Newman lead out of the Stratford timeout here. Ashton Wrench. Looks like Newman is going to switch things up defensively here again. Go back to the zone. Inside they go. They'll wheel with it. Pass inside. Lost by Schmidt underneath. Out to Ashton Wrench. Splits a defender. Comes in. Lays up good. Ashton Wrench. Hits the bucket. He's got 8 for the Tigers. Mason Prey. Top of the key to Connor Crock. Isaac Seidel wide open again. This one is short. Crock hustling here, able to save it back into Mason Prey. He'll shoot a three. That rattles out, no good. Gustafson with a rebound. Putback is good. Boy, total team effort here by the Cardinals. Connor Crock hustling right down below us to keep it in. Back to Gustafson, who lays it in. Newman extends the lead to 38-27. All right, for Stratford, Peyton Glenn has checked in here. Go out high, tipped away, turnover forced by the Cardinals. Up ahead, Mason Prey elevates, lays it up and in. Mason Prey, his second bucket of the night. 40-27 is the Newman lead. Inside go the Tigers. Wrench, double teamed, now gets it back top of the key. Prey swats it away again. He'll come back the other way. He'll lay it up and in. Second drive in a row, Mason Prey swiped it away from Ashton Wrench. For an uncontested layup, Prey now with 6 points for the Cardinals. 3:10 to go, 42-27 is the Newman lead. Schmidt, wide open three from the near corner. That irons out, no good. Cardinals quickly to the rebound. Seidel elevates ahead. Mason Prey near corner. A little ahead of him, so he couldn't set himself. So he'll spin it back around the perimeter. Ends up in the hands of Isaac Seidel. He'll back off between the circles and reset. Thomas Bates near side. Bounces, top of the key, Gustafson, far side, Seidel. Cardinals really moving the ball well here. Seidel back outside. He'll throws the three and got it. Boy, Gustafson, great vision. To hit Isaac Seidel. And the Newman lead is 45-27. Inside bounce pass, nifty little hand up, and oh, right to Brady Schmidt. But he lost the handle on it. Long outlet pass ahead. Track down. Isaac Seidel again for three. Holy smokes. Eighth three of the half for Isaac Seidel. And the Cardinals lead at 48-27. Near corner stripped away again. Newman really putting the pressure up defensively. Mason Prey up. No good, but a foul. So, minute 56 to go in the half. Brady Schmidt will be whistled for the foul. His first, and we will shoot our first free throw of the evening. And Mason Prey will do the honors. And he is an 82.5% free throw shooter. Drills his first. Basically, Stratford going to sub everybody out here to get some fresh bodies. A couple substitutions here for Newman as well. Liam McCarty in the lineup here for the Cardinals, as is, let's see, Jackson Fender has come back in, and Aiden Spachala is in as well. So Mason Prey hits the second free throw. He's got seven. 50-27 is the the Newman lead. All right, Henry Zaleski with it near side. Not quite sure where to go. He'll get it to Ashton Wrench. Wrench, top of the key, Brusewitz. Brusewitz, couple of bounce passes back to Zaleski. Zaleski into the near corner. Wrench, wide open three. That's good. Ashton Wrench has hit three threes here. But the Newman lead is 20, 50-30. With a minute 20 to go here in the half. Isaac Seidel through traffic, dishes to Prey. Now to Jackson Fender. Seidel working again. He'll work away from the balls, but Chala out high. Nothing there. Fender open three near corner. Rattles out, no good. Spychala with a nice rebound here. And it's back to Mason Prey. He'll come, splits defender. Shot up, no good, but another foul. So Mason Prey will head back to the free throw line again with 55 seconds remaining in the half. All right, first by Mason Prey is good. Looks like Ben Zulke is guilty of the foul. And second free throw by Prey is good. And 48 seconds to go here. 52-30 is the Newman lead. And here come the Tigers. Brusewitz, top of the key, Wrench. Bounce pass inside Brusewitz. Turnaround jumper is good. Drew Brusewitz. As Mason Prey will set up the offense here for the Cardinals. And they will direct it. Now get everything set here to go. And a set play probably for the final shot of the half. They go to Seidel, around to Prey, back to Seidel, far side, wide open three, drilled it. Worked it to perfection. 3 seconds to go. Let's see if Stratford Brusewitz gets a shot off, and that is no good. And that is where we sit here at the half. Newman with a very nice start here. They lead Stratford by a score of 55-32. We'll take a three-minute break. We'll come back with our halftime statistics. Newman leading Stratford 55-32 on Bull Falls 98.9.
Thanks to the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club for their continued support of our broadcast of Newman Catholic Sports on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. To find out your next opportunities to cheer on the Cardinals, go to MarrowwoodConference.org and click on Newman Catholic.
A pair of top-ranked teams go down on the hardwood, plus some offensive explosions. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISPSports.net Minute brought to you by VNNSports.net. More high school sports news after this.
As the official software provider for nearly 3,000 high schools across the country, VNN knows it's been a different kind of year. And while the game hasn't changed, your school's needs have. If you're an athletics administrator, it's more important now than ever to go digital and make sure parents, athletes, and fans have all the information they need to feel safe, up-to-date, and connected to your high school's sports programs. A website, digital ticketing, fundraising, live streaming, social media sync, VNN does it all to make your life easier. Check out the new necessities for the new normal at VNNSports.com.
After moving to the top spot in the WISPSports.net Boys Basketball Division 4 coaches poll just last week, thanks to a win over previous number one St. Mary Springs, the St. Mary Catholic Zephyrs will drop this week after a 78-62 loss to second-ranked Howards Grove on Friday night. Isaac Kazuski had a game-high 21 for Howards Grove, who also got 20 points from Trent Gruenwald in the decisive victory. In an 83-57 win over Grantsburg last Thursday, Amory sophomore Carter Woolen exploded for a school-record 50 points, connecting on 12 of 22 three-point attempts in the game. He's averaging more than 30 points per contest this season, one of nine boys players in the state averaging at least 30. DePere remains undefeated and ranked first in the D1 coaches poll, and over the weekend, senior Hogan Domofsky gave a commitment to Lawrence University. Kokona made a big jump in last week's Girls Hoops coaches poll, going from the 4th spot in Division 1 to the number 1 position. It will be short-lived, however, as the Galloping Ghosts were handed their first loss of the season on Thursday, as visiting Fond du Lac scored a 51-46 victory. Brooklyn Wood and Brooke Butler led a balanced scoring attack with 13 points apiece. We're down to just 12 undefeated teams remaining in girls basketball, and none from D1 or D2. This has been a WISPSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISPSports.net and search iTunes for the WSN podcast.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
All right, back here at the Newman Gym, Tom Weaver on Bull Falls 98.9. We are at the half, and some impressive shooting here tonight from the Newman Catholic Cardinals, who lead Stratford at the half 55-32. All right, here is our first half statistics. First of all, for the Stratford Tigers. Actually, they didn't shoot too bad either. It's just Newman outraced him and hit from behind the arc here. So 7 of 10 from two-point range, 6 of 15 from three-point range. That's 13 of 25, 52% shooting for the Tigers in the first half. They did not attempt a free throw and committed 7 turnovers. Scoring, they're led by Ashton Wrench with 13, including 3 of 4 from behind the arc. 9 points for Isaiah Hadlock. He hit all four shots that he put up here tonight. 5 points for Drew Brusewitz, 3 points for Braden Schiller, and a bucket for 2 points for Brady Schmidt. So again, 52% shooting for the Stratford Tigers in the first half. But the Newman Catholic Cardinals, 9 of 18 from two-point range, 11 of 17 from three-point range. That's 20 of 35, 57% shooting for the Cardinals here in the first half. Cardinals also 4 for 4 from the free throw line and committed just one turnover here in the first half. They were very efficient with the basketball, moved it well, and let Isaac Seidel find his spots. He hits 9 threes. He was 9 of 11 from three-point range in the first half for 27 points, 10 points for Mason Prey, 10 points for Jackson Fender, and 4 each for Connor Kroc and for Eli Gustafson. Again, the Cardinals committing just one turnover in that first half. JV game today earlier, it was Stratford winning 55-27. And again, other games going on in the Marrowood here tonight. Assumption is at Marathon, Edgar at Auburndale, and then games on Friday night. Newman will host Edgar here at the Newman Gym. Marathon traveling to Auburndale, and Stratford will be at Assumption. Auburndale, Marathon, and Newman all 6-1 atop the Marrowood South. Stratford is 4-3, Edgar 3-3, and Assumption is 3-4. 27 points for Isaac Seidel in the first half. Newman leads at 55-32. We'll take one more 3-minute break, and then we'll come back with second half action here from the Newman Gym. 55-32, Newman at the half. We'll come back with second half action after this timeout on Bull Falls 98.9.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Varney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Varney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Varney Brothers Kitchen & Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Varney Brothers Kitchen & Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at varneybrotherskitchenandbath.com. Varney Brothers Kitchen & Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
I'll never forget the day I decided to go out for the football team. Mr. Banks, the JV football coach and my history teacher, asked me to stay after class. I thought I was in trouble. He said, "Hey, Darius, have you thought about going out for football? I think you'd be great." Fact is, I never played football. Fact is, I never had anyone tell me I'd be great at something. So, with no experience at all, I signed up. And a week later, I padded up and was running drills on the field. I never was great, but playing high school sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I was accepted by my teammates, and I learned that when someone believes in you, you can believe in yourself.
Encourage a student you know to take part in a high school sport. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
All right, ready to roll here in the second half. Newman with a 55-32 lead. And Stratford a little late coming out of the locker room here. I think we're ready to go. Yep. All right. Let's see. Newman will throw their starting five out here. Isaac Seidel. And Mason Prey. A couple of words here as they'll set things up defensively here. All right, Ashton Wrench. Bounce pass inside, Eli Gustafson. Right off the bat, tips it ahead. Mason Prey layup, rolls in good. Turnover, a layup here, forced by the Cardinals. Right off the bat. Now, bounce pass inside Schmidt to Schiller. Ashton Wrench. Seidel closes on him defensively. They hand it off to John Seitz. Sights inside and traveled the basketball, did Brady Schmidt. So back-to-back turnovers here by the Cardinals. And Mason Prey will bring it up. 57-32 now is the Newman lead. Inside to Gustafson, back outside to Bates. Seidel, top of the key. They'll swing it over to Mason Prey. Now to Gustafson. Connor Kroc will get it now. Prey in the far corner. One-hander out to Kroc. Wide open three off the iron. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Stratford. Wrench will pull it ahead quickly. To Seitz. Back to Wrench. Near side, Braden Schiller. Schiller into the near corner. Isaiah Hadlock. Skip pass. They'll go inside. Nothing there. Schiller thought about a three. Head fake, they'll go inside. Now Schiller, long range three from the near side. That clanks off, no good. Hit the bottom of the backboard, and Isaac Seidel will bring it back the other way. He'll hand it off to Connor Kroc. Kroc to Bates on the far side, back to Seidel. Mason Prey inside Gustafson. Gustafson post up inside, laid it off, no good. Gustafson, a good look at it. Much like Connor Kroc in the first half, who he missed his first five shots to the hoop. Isaac Seidel steals it away. He'll go to Mason Prey ahead, lays it up, slam dunk. Mason Prey almost missed it. But another steal and one-on-one bucket for Mason Prey, who has 14 now. Ashton Wrench to Seitz, back to Wrench, top of the key. Brady Schmidt inside, dishes. And Seitz airmails it, and Stratford hustling to get it. Brady Schmittner, Isaiah Hadlock with the rebound. He'll kick it back outside. Ashton Wrench inside. Wrench comes in, gets fouled, and oh, it's good. Ashton Wrench came in, got bumped, I believe, by Thomas Bates here. So Wrench will get credited for the bucket, and he'll go to the free throw line. So Eli Gustafson actually will get it, his second. So Ashton Wrench to the free throw line. 15:33 to go in this one. And rolls out no good, and Gustafson gets the rebound. 59-34. Seidel up ahead, almost lost it. Now gets it to Prey. Gustafson, Bates. Baseline to Kroc. Kroc, Bates, open three. That's short off the rim, no good. Thomas Bates, a good look that time. Stratford, Seitz into the near corner. Ashton Wrench inside to Schiller. Schiller, free throw line, leaner off the back iron, no good. One and done again for the Tigers. Isaac Seidel brings it back the other way. He'll flip it to Mason Prey behind the arc near side. Thomas Bates now top of the key to Gustafson. Nice lob inside to Prey, top of the key Bates. Near side Kroc for three. That short, Kroc hustles in. I think we'll be guilty of a foul here. So Connor Kroc. And then trying to, he knew it was short, trying to follow his own shot. And fouled on the rebound attempt. Cardinals now with three scorers in double figures. Mason Prey, 14. Jackson Fender with 10. And Isaac Seidel with 27. 14:35 to go in this one. 59-34. All right, Drew Brusewitz has checked in here for the Tigers. He'll go to Ashton Wrench. Flips it to John Seitz on the near side. Let's see, this is Peyton Glenn who's also checked in here. Tigers almost threw it away. Glenn with it now, dribbles in. Three defenders converge on him, so he'll revert back and get it back. Far side Brusewitz. Bounce pass to the far corner, stripped away by the Cardinals. Fourth turnover of the half here. 4 minutes in, Seidel near corner to Mason Prey. Inside to Gustafson. Gustafson back out high to Prey. He'll take a couple of dribbles and get it out to Isaac between the circles to reset. Prey open three, no good. Rebound battled for underneath and slapped around a bit. Peyton Glenn finally comes up with it for the Tigers. Ashton Wrench waiting for it in the near corner. Instead, they'll go to the other side to Seitz. Seitz looking in, dishes far corner. Baseline jumper, that's left short here by Peyton Glenn. Cardinals get to the rebound. Prey up ahead to Isaac Seidel. Back to Prey. He'll go baseline. Beautiful dish underneath. Connor Crock lays it up good. Connor Crock with a bucket for two, and we'll get a timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 13:20 to go. 61-34 Newman on Bull Falls 98.9.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
All right, Newman capped the Cardinals here. Call a timeout. 13:20 to go in this one. 61-34 is the Newman lead. See, Ashton Wrench with 15 points to lead the Tigers. Isaac Seidel yet to take a shot here in the second half. 27 first half points for the Cardinals. Cardinals again back here Friday night. They will host Edgar. All right, here comes Ashton Wrench. Walks it across half court. And the Tigers will reset their offense here. Schiller, D'd up by Isaac Seidel. Hands it off, and a little bump here. Good defense here, man-to-man, as the Cardinals have switched things up here defensively. And coming in, Schiller, tough fall-away jumper. That's left short. Rebound is to Isaac Seidel. Seidel ahead. He will just pop a three, and that is good. Isaac Seidel with 30 now for the Cardinals, and the lead is 30, 64-34 with 12:37 to go. All right, inside Wrench around a defender, blocked away from behind, and it gets into the hands of Fender back the other way. He'll dish. Kicked out of bounds here by Stratford. So let's see. Looks like Aiden Spachala has checked in here. Liam McCarty in as well. And Jackson Fender has checked in for the Cardinals. Quick lob into McCarty. Lost it. Got knocked down in a play. And let's see. We'll get a foul called here. Brady Schmidt will get his second. Just the first team foul against the Tigers here in the second half. Isaac Seidel wide open, top of the key, rimmed out, no good. And that allows Stratford to get a quick rebound and back the other way. Schiller down the lane. He has bumped but double dribbled at the basketball, they'll say. Fifth turnover of the half here against the Tigers. So, Kurt Schmidt, I think, lobbing for some body that caused the double dribble. Spychala. up in the air in the corner to get it on a wild pass ahead by Isaac Seidel. All right, Seidel drives, baseline jumper. That rims off no good, but kept alive. This is in the hands here of Lucas Pifner now. Stolen away, Seidel gets it back. And stolen away by Stratford. Just the second turnover of the game here. Shot up is no good, but a foul as John Seitz makes his way to the hoop. Jackson Fender will get the foul, his first, second team foul against the Cardinals, and this will be the first free throw of the night for the Stratford Tigers, who trail it 64-34. On the way, no good, is the first one. So McCarty, Jackson Fender, Aiden Spachala, Isaac Seidel, and Lucas Pifner. The five on the floor here for the Cardinals. Second free throw is good. Wide open three from the far corner. That's no good by Lucas Pifner. Rebound underneath and a putback is also off the rim. No good. Long outlet pass. Wrench with it. Splits defenders. Gets to the hoop. Lays it up good. Ashton Wrench. Tough bucket. Hit a leaner. Isaac Seidel. Far corner. McCarty dishes. Comes back, they work, top of the key, Fender, wide open three, and that breaks out no good. Boy, Jackson Fender, a good look at that there. Now beautiful dish underneath, easy layup here. John Seitz with the bucket. Very unselfish pass there by Brady Schmidt. He could have taken the layup, but went for the surefire thing. All right, this is Pifner with it. Over to Isaac Seidel. Spin move in the lane, off the rim, left it short. Rebound to Stratford, Ashton Wrench pushes it ahead. This is Braden Schiller. Schiller swings it, top of the key. Now to Brady Schmidt, he'll poke up a three, and that's good. Brady Schmidt hits a three, 64-42 is the Newman lead. As Brady Schmidt now with 5 points. We've got a bunch of substitutions coming up for Stratford at the next whistle here. 10 minutes to go in this one, 64-42, the Newman lead. Jackson Fender to Isaac Seidel. Between the legs dribble, goes far corner to Fender, right back to Isaac. Looks to drive, instead comes near corner. Pifner comes down, dishes. Back around Seidel, wide open three is good. Isaac Seidel. 10th three of the game. Unbelievable. Make that 11, excuse me. Now, far side here is Schiller with a long range three, and that's airmailed. Rebound to the Cardinals underneath. They'll shove it ahead to Isaac Seidel. Down the lane, ball is knocked loose. Seidel lost the handle on it. And here's Schiller, near corner, around, open three, far side again. That's good. Brady Schmidt has hit back-to-back threes here for the Tigers. 9 minutes to go, 67-45 Newman. Both teams are going to sub out liberally here. Seidel, another three is good. Man, oh, man. We will get a whistle and a timeout on the floor. 8:49 to go, 70-45 Newman. Back here in 30 seconds on Bull Falls 98.9.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Hi, back here at the Newman Gym. 70-45 is the Newman lead. 36 points now for Isaac Seidel. And he will take a seat, so let's see. Quincy Fender is out there. Anthony Hoffer. Eli Gustafson, Mason Prey, and Connor Kroc. All right, here's Stratford with the basketball. 8:40 to go. On the dribble, this is Reed Miller. Miller, far side to Brusewitz. Brusewitz swinging around. Open three from the near side. That's no good. Rebound underneath nicely. Stolen away by Mason Prey. Prey, who's checked back in, back the other way. Prey draws defenders and goes to the hoop, lays it up and in. Boy, just waited till the right time and then accelerated to lay it up. 16 for Mason Prey. 72-45 Newman. Brusewitz, baseline jumper quickly up. That's no good. Rebound rattles around inside. Tigers get it back, rattling it in. Henry Zaleski with the bucket. 72-47 is the Newman lead. Mason Prey to Connor Kroc. Near side, Anthony, what are we going to get? A whistle and an offensive foul? Oh, boy. So, Eli Gustafson will be called for a screen, I believe is what it is. So, his third. All right, fireside, Stratford with it now. Drew Brusewitz. Back around, they work the perimeter here. Man-to-man defense, and pull it back. Our side, Drew Brusewitz again. He will reset the offense here. Gives up his dribble. Gives it on the baseline to Peyton Glenn. Glenn back to Brusewitz. Out high, one-handed and almost lost by Reed Miller. He'll get it back and gets it back to Brusewitz. He'll try to get to the lane. Comes in underneath. Two defenders. Bounce pass out far corner for a three. That's off the rim. No good by Miller. Rebound to the Cardinals. Ahead, Mason Prey. Prey surveying and up, looks to feed inside, comes top of the key to Gustafson, to Connor Kroc, far corner. Now back to Kroc, top of the key, fakes a three, goes to Gustafson, a couple of steps in, swings it far side to Kroc again. Connor Kroc, far corner, Anthony Hoffer with it now, and knocked out of bounds, I believe, yep, in the far corner. So Newman will inbound here with 6:49 to go. He'll go into the backcourt to Connor Kroc on the inbound here. And he will bring it across, and Newman will set up. Kroc on the dribble. Swing it. Mason Prey out high to Gustafson. Far corner to Hofer. Hofer, one dribble, back to Gustafson. Ooh, they had Kroc inside, but they missed him. Now to Quincy Fender. Fender on the dribble. Now to Connor Kroc. Kroc, all kinds of wheeling here. Now to Gustafson. He'll come in. Gustafson knocked down and a traveling call. Third turnover of the half here. Eli with a smile as he comes back, but much before Stratford had an argument about a double dribble because of the body. How about a traveling because of the body? Either way. 72-47. Now Mason Prey almost tipped it away again. Over and back violation. Seventh turnover of the half. Over and back. Newman will inbound midcourt on the far side now. 6:07 to go, 72-47. Cardinals comfortably in the driver's seat in this one. Far corner, Eli Gustafson. To Kroc, back to Gustafson. He'll come baseline. Dishes near corner. No shot there, so they'll get it to Mason Prey. Now Anthony Hoffer with it. Excuse me. Fender dishes and throws it away. So turnover Cardinals. 5:42 to go. All right, Stratford with the basketball here. And it is Drew Brusewitz who brings it across half court to Reed. Bounce pass again. Now they go far side back to Brusewitz. Back near side, Reed under the baseline. Zaleski turnaround jumper. That's no good. Rebound underneath. The putback is no good, but a foul. Peyton Glenn hits the glass hard. And let's see. So Quincy Fender with the foul. That's his first. Fourth team foul. .524 to go here. First one is up and good by Peyton Glenn. 72-48 is the Newman lead. Second free throw on the way. Rattles out, no good. Elevating for the rebound, Connor Kroc. He'll give it to Mason Prey, and he'll push it ahead. Prey, near corner to Hofer. Top of the key to Gustafson. Connor Kroc fakes a long-range three. Instead comes to Gustafson. Gustafson, beautiful bounce pass inside Fender. Turnaround shot is good. Quincy Fender, his first bucket of the night, 74-48. Just under 5 minutes to go. Near corner, Zaleski hits a three. Henry Zaleski with Eli Gustafson in his face. Tough shot there. Here's Mason Prey going baseline instead. Wide open three from the near corner. That's short by Hofer. And Brusewitz with the rebound. He'll bring it down for Stratford. 4.5 to go, 74-51. Brusewitz, reverse layup, up and good. Nifty move here by Drew Brusewitz. And it's 74-53. Kroc to the near corner to Hofer. Hands it off to Mason Prey. Far corner, Gustafson. Wide open three, left that short. Got his own rebound to Mason Prey. Fender to Prey. Hofer, he'll hoist a three. That's no good. Connor Kroc with the rebound this time. And knocked out of bounds, and it'll go to Stratford. So, all kinds of substitutions here. As, let's see, Thomas Bates out here for Newman, along with Jackson Fender, Aiden Spichala, Liam McCarthy, and Lucas Piffner. And it looks like the starting five out here for Stratford. Far side, in they go. Thomas Bates almost a steal. Instead, a wide open three. That's no good, but a putback is good by Braden Schiller. Up ahead, 3.5 to go, 74-45. Spichala near corner to Fender. Jackson Fender. All kinds of nifty dribbling here to get out of trouble. Bounce pass far side to Lucas Piffner. Piffner around, Thomas Bates. Top of the key. Newman will work some clock here, get it back to Fender. Fender looking to go baseline, gives up his dribble inside McCarthy. Turnaround shot up, rattles in good. Liam McCarthy with the bucket, 76-55. Long range three from the near side. That's left short by Brady Schmidt. And a rebound to Lucas Piffner, under 3 minutes to go. And driving in, lefty leaving it up short. Lucas Piffner with the shot. One and done for Newman. And here's Ashton Wrench. Quickly ahead to Schmidt. Schiller, wide open three. That's good. Braden Schiller hits the three. 2.5 to go. 76-58 is the Newman lead. All right, Thomas Bates for Newman with the top of the key. Couple of dribbles here. Spichala with it now. Back to Bates. To Fender in the near corner. He loses his defender. Spichala open three. That's off the rim. Just left it short. Got a good look at it. 2 minutes to go. Wrench down the lane. Looks to put the shot up. Draws contact. Shot wouldn't go, but a foul. So Stratford and Ashton Wrench. Liam McCarthy guilty of the foul. His first, team fifth. And it's Ashton Wrench that'll go to the free throw line here for the Tigers. And he misses that one short. All kinds of substitutions here for the Tigers. So, Wrench ready for the second one here on the way. That one is good. And he will sub out. 16 points on the night for Ashton Wrench. All right, Newman with the basketballs with Chala. On the dribble, top of the key, Thomas Bates, far side defender. He'll go baseline, lost his defender, dishes it back out. McCarty inside, turnaround move, posts up, no good, but a foul. Liam McCarty will go to the free throw line. Ben Zilke will get the second. Second team foul as well, so McCarty to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Damn, first one clanks out, no good. McCarty, second free throw on the way. That's no good, but a rebound to Thomas Bates. Bates pulls it back, gets it to Piffner. Top of the key, Smetralla is good. Aiden Smetralla for three. And Newman now 79-59 with a minute 20 to go. All right, far side, Newman, man-to-man defense here now. Drew Brusewitz for Stratford. Bounce pass to Zaleski. Trying to come baseline, whacked away for a minute by the Cardinals. They regroup and get it inside. Now we'll get contact inside. And let's see, we'll get a foul. So Jackson Fender with his second. And that is the seventh team foul against the Cardinals. So, and let's see, Quincy Fender will check in here. And Drew Brusewitz to the free throw line. So, minute six to go here. Thomas Bates will take a seat. And first one is good. Let's see, Anthony Hofer is back in. Second free throw on the way by Brusewitz. That rattles in good. 79-60 with a minute to go. Bahala throws it ahead. Under a minute to go. He'll get it back. And stolen away from him. Cardinals turn it over, but he returns the favor. Back down the other way. Comes ahead. He'll go ahead. Knocked out of bounds off of Stratford. 48.4 seconds remaining. And Newman is going to get their 10th win of the season. Quickly, they will inbound it. McCarty. Now this is Quincy Fender. He'll get it back inside. Thought about a turnaround jumper. Had it stripped away. Kept it going, but then gets fouled. So 36 seconds remaining. So it is Reed Miller, his first, just the third team foul against Stratford. And baseline jumper. Smetralla with the bucket. He's got five. Newman with an 81-61 lead. 24 seconds remaining. Brusewitz hoists a three. That's off the back iron. No good. Rebound rolls around. Zilke with it. And what do we have? A foul, I think, on the floor against the Cardinals. All right. Liam McCarty with his second. Ben Zilke to the free throw line. First free throw is off the rim, no good. McCarty battling for the rebound. Brusewitz with it underneath, stripped away inside. We'll get another foul with 13 seconds to go. I believe it's say Anthony Hafer will get the foul, his first. So Brusewitz will go to the line once again. Takes his time and makes the first. Cardinals really got off to a good start. Isaac Seidel leading the way. They shot 57%. Tell you what, Stratford shot 52% in the first half. But Newman just out-possessioned him and hit the threes. Second one by Brusewitz is good. 13 seconds to go, 81-63. Cardinals will bring it up. Lucas Pifner will come. Hands it off, 5 seconds to go. Lost the handle on it, and that is going to do it. The Newman Catholic Cardinals, in impressive fashion here, get an 81-63 victory over the Stratford Tigers and improve to 10-2 overall and 7-1 in the Marrowood South. We will take a 3-minute break and come back with our postgame show. Cardinals win at 81-63. Back to tell you about it in 3 minutes on Bull Falls 98.9.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
When it's time to create your new kitchen or bath, you think about who to see for cabinets, then who to see for countertops. Now you can do it all in one convenient stop at Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath in Weston. Varney Brothers begins by creating custom cabinets crafted with rich, gorgeous solid wood. Just imagine the feel of the grain and the exquisite finish. Doors and drawers that operate flawlessly using the finest hardware and glides available. All the result of a relentless pursuit of detail by a Varney Brothers master craftsman. Now complete the look with a custom granite countertop. So polished, so smooth. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath is a locally owned family business. They make everything right in their shop, and you'll deal directly with the cabinet maker every step of the way with no middleman. That means your kitchen or bath will only look like $1 million. Turn your kitchen or bath into a custom showplace with the help of Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath at 715-370-5352. Online at varneybrotherskitchenandbath.com. Varney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, from halfway around the world to your kitchen.
Best of luck to Newman Catholic athletes and good luck in your quest for a successful season. Your efforts and sportsmanship on and off the court make us proud. This message brought to you by REI Engineering. REI has been exceeding clients' expectations in civil engineering, land surveying, and environmental and safety consulting for over 30 years. They're responsive, efficient, and innovative. Visit REI online at reiengineering.com. Thanks to the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club for their continued support of our broadcast of Newman Catholic Sports on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. To find out your next opportunities to cheer on the Cardinals, go to MarrowoodConference.org and click on Newman Catholic.
All right, back here at the Newman Gym, Tom Weaver on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. The Newman capped the Cardinals victorious here tonight by a score of 81-63. And I tell you what, put on a pretty good shooting display in getting the win here tonight. So here's our final statistics. Folks, this is an odd one. Stratford Tigers end up shooting 13 of 26 from two-point range, 10 of 26 from two-point range. So that is 33 of 52 shooting-wise. They shoot 63% for the game and lose 81-63. Wow, how about that? 4 of 6 from the free throw line, 6 of 10 from the free throw line. They commit 8 second-half turnovers for a game total of 15. Scoring-wise, led by Ashton Wrench for 16. Drew Brusewitz had 11. Isaiah Hadlock had 9. Brady Schmidt with 8. Braden Schiller with 8. 3 points for John Seitz. 5 points for Henry Zaleski. 3 points for John Seitz. And a free throw for Peyton Glenn for 1 point. Stratford now back to even at 500 at 6-6 and 4-4 in the Merrowood South. For the Newman Catholic Cardinals, 16 of 31 from 2 point range, 15 of 32 from 2 point range, from 3 point range. That's 31 of 63. They shoot 49.2%, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, and committed 6 turnovers here tonight. 36 points for Isaac Seidel, 27 of them coming in the first half. 12 three-pointers here tonight for Isaac Seidel, as he shot 12 of 14 from three-point range to lead all scorers with 36. Mason Prey with 16, Jackson Fender with 10. Connor Kroc had 6 points here tonight. Aiden Spachala with 5 points. 4 points for Eli Gustafson, and a bucket each for Quincy Fender and for Liam McCarty each here for 2 points here tonight. Newman improves to 10-2 overall and 7-1 in the Merrowood South. And it is the Newman Catholic Cardinals keeping pace atop the Merrowood South by getting the win here tonight. Want to remind you, our next broadcast coming up Thursday night, it is Marathon Girls against Auburndale. We'll start that coverage at 7 o'clock. Friday, 5:45, live here on WXCO. It's West Hockey against Eau Claire Memorial, and that'll be followed by Marathon against Auburndale in boys basketball action. That game will start live at 7 o'clock on BullFallsRadio.com on the Sports 2 stream. But here, 36 for Isaac Seidel, as the Newman Catholic Cardinals defeat Stratford here tonight by a score of 81-63. That's going to do it. Thanks for joining us here. Newman Catholic Cardinals with a big win, improved to 10-2 overall. For our studio engineer, Tim Neumeyer, I'm Tom Weaver. Thanks for listening to Newman Catholic Cardinal Basketball on Bull Falls Radio 98.9.
This has been Newman Catholic High School Sports on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Newman Catholic Sports is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, REI Engineering, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, and the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club. Thanks for joining us for Newman Catholic High School Sports. On your home for the Cardinals, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.